The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. NBC and Richard Hudnut, makers of the all-new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer, present Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Bill Dench and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. Hundreds of millions of people behind the Iron Curtain are victims of vicious lies about the United States. Yes, communism continues to take the initiative in the propaganda war. We must not only stop the spread of communist influence among peoples that are still free, but we must also fight the tyranny of those it has already enslaved. In order to do this, the support of all Americans is needed. The Crusade for Freedom offers each of us as individuals the opportunity to strike a blow for freedom. This blow can be struck through Radio Free Europe, an independent citizen-sponsored organization which broadcasts the message of democracy through the Iron Curtain every day, hour after hour. It brings hope and truth to enslaved peoples, spiking lies and undermining the influence of red rulers. Radio Free Europe is a partnership of Americans and exiles of enslaved countries who broadcast to their compatriots in their own idiom. Join the crusade by contributing your truth dollar. Send your contribution to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster. Mr. McGee and his friends are planning a big surprise for Mrs. McGee and her friends. It has to do with a servicemen's center that the Wistful Vista Women's Club operates on weekends. Concerning this matter, the following conversation took place last night in front of Kramer's drugstore.
You see, Wimp, the problem is that Molly's club has got practically no money at all.
A very common ailment.
Yeah, but this servicemen's center of theirs needs painting and fixing up something awful. Joints all run down like a beat cop's heels.
So McGee and I are going to fix it up.
I'll tell it, Doc. It's my idea.
Oh.
Anyhow, while Molly's fretting her head off how to raise some dough for redecorating, I and Doc here and a few friends like you are going in there tomorrow and do the joint over, see? Big surprise.
Oh, I'd love to help, Mr. McGee.
Good.
That's the place at Third and Oak where they serve coffee and donuts?
Yeah, that's right, Wally. Tracy's Hardware donated some paint and stuff.
I'm going to get the old pool table out of the Elks Club basement.
So you look around your house and bring over anything you can spare that we can use, Wally, tomorrow morning.
At 9 o'clock.
Right. I have some wonderful pictures for the walls, Mr. McGee.
Good.
Some bird prints. So if any visiting flyers drop in, they'll feel right at home.
Whatever you got, bring it. We can always throw it out if it don't fit the decor. Okay, men. See you tomorrow.
Saw you so full of energy so soon after breakfast. What are you getting ready to do?
Oh, I got to go downtown this morning, Molly. I got a few things to tend to downtown. I better get going on account
of... In your old clothes?
What?
What's that under your arm? Are those your coveralls?
Oh, yeah, I promised to go to the Elks Club and help move a pool table out of the basement. Yeah, I got to move a pool table.
Oh. Well, will you be home early? Because I have to go to a women's club meeting at Mrs. Spradley's house this afternoon.
And... A meeting? Women's club?
Didn't I tell you?
Oh.
We're trying to figure out some way to get our servicemen's center painted and fixed up.
Oh, well, that's too bad, kiddo, but I really haven't got time to discuss that now. I got things to do, important stuff downtown.
Well, will you be home in time to drive me to Mrs. Spradley's? I'm chairman of this redecorating committee, and this thing...
I'm afraid not today, kiddo. Maybe out all day today. I got things to do.
Big deal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Going to be too busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you should happen to drop in here around dinner time and find nothing to eat on the table, you'll know I've been busy, too. I'd better get upstairs and make the master's bed, I suppose, and wash out his socks.
she sure looks cute when she's sore. Sparks come out of her eyes you could light a cigar with. Boy, she'll sing a different tune when she sees what I and Doc and the guys are going to do for her club today.
Come Come on, Wimp. Get your back into it, boy. Come on, lean into it, old-timer. Push. We got to get that pool table in here some way. Lift it, old-timer. Lift it. Come on, your end is dragging.
Hey, Johnny, that's a straight line that I ain't in the mood to answer. If you'd be interested in helping me and Wallace boost this balky Brunswick through the door, there's room for you on my end.
You guys can handle it. I trust you. I got to help Doc with the painting.
Wallace, I think we'll have to take the legs off of it to get it through the door here. We can nail them back on later.
And... how are you doing with the painting, Doc? Okay.
I'm having the time of my life, Sonny. I really enjoy painting.
Well, do it right, Doc. Do it right. You missed a couple of spots there. You better go over them again. You're not holding your brush right, too, anyhow. Is the paint stirred good? Keep it stirred. Keep it stirred.
Oh, don't tell me about painting, Grandpa Moses. You're talking to an expert.
Expert my clavicle. This is a room you're painting, Fatso, not a tonsil. Come on, spread it on. This is for our boys in uniform, you know. Don't forget that. I want it painted perfect.
How would you like your head painted, Windy? Because if you'll stand a little closer to this ladder, I'll slap three coats on that loud puss of yours before you can say that clashes.
Come on, come on, Doc. We got no time for horseplay. We got work to do.
That's the editorial we, of course. One question, genius.
Shoot.
What saboteur helped you figure out this color scheme?
What do you mean? What's wrong with the color scheme? This club room is for servicemen, ain't it?
Yes.
We're trying to make it homey for them, ain't we? A place they'll feel familiar in. Feel like they belong.
Certainly.
All right. So we're painting everything a nice, fresh olive drab. What else? Just slap the paint on, boy. I'll worry about the color. Come on, get that pool table in here, old-timer. Get your back into it, boy. We got work to do here, man.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Hello, I'm your Richard Hudnut Beauty Advisor with news about a home permanent that lets you curl your hair to suit yourself. It's the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent, and it gives you exactly the kind of wave or curl you happen to want. You get a choice of three different waving and drying methods, and exclusive Beauty Rinse Neutralizer assures you best results no matter which method you use. For instance, if you like a casual hairdo, use the Richard Hudnut Pin Curl method. If you want a deeper, firmer wave, follow the Richard Hudnut Salon method. Or for a step-saving way to get nice, springy curls, try the Richard Hudnut On Curler method. You'll find the easy directions for all three methods right inside the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent Package. So you really can curl your hair to suit yourself. Just remember, it's the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent, the only wave in the world with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer. That gives you best results no matter which method you use.
Set that table and them chairs over next to the window, Wimp.
Yes, sir.
That table looks a little rickety. Is that the best table you had at your house?
Well, we did have a better one, but Sweetie Face wanted to keep one in the dining room.
Well, it'll have to do, I guess. Come on, Doc. Hurry it up with that painting, boy.
I'm running low on paint, McGee.
Well, stretch it, boy. Stretch it. You're nearly finished.
In more ways than one. The old back is creaking.
Sure, this is where you want this pool table, Johnny? I got the legs back on good and solid, but don't you want me to move it to...
I told you where I want that pool table, right where it is. Nail it down good and solid to the floor so them guys don't move it.
You're the boss, Johnny. I just never heard of setting a pool table against the wall. You're kind of unhandy trying to make a bank shot on the other side.
Boy, this joint is really shaping up, ain't it, fellas?
Yes, it's going to look just lovely, Mr. McGee, I think.
How do you like the way I set them 5-gallon cans of sand around for cigarette butts and stuff?
Very fetching.
Them servicemen will love this place. It's them little GI touches like that that'll make the boys feel at home.
Oh, yes. I like the brass cuspidor there by the pool table, too, with the marksmanship medals over it. Very subtle.
Well, it's funny how a little good taste can make all the difference, ain't it? No wonder Molly and the women's club were worried about this place. They sure let it get run down, but we got it looking like...
Well, that's all the paint, McGee. Got everything covered except behind the lunch counter there.
Well, Doc, you done a good job. Now, look, you guys, it's 4:00. I'm going to go pick Molly up and bring her over here for the big surprise.
Well, put the finishing touches on, Johnny.
Okay, and look, while I'm gone, I want you guys to nail all the furniture to the floor. Tables, chairs, everything.
Nail them to the floor?
Just like we done the pool table. That's the only way to keep a place like this neat, Doc. Keep them service guys from shifting them around.
Makes sense to me, Johnny.
Well, you can do the nailing, then. I'm going to sit down.
Gee. Okay, Fatso, sit down a while. But sit down on every chair in the place, one at a time, will you? That'll dust them off good. And look, Wimp, you'll find an old broom behind the lunch counter. You can sweep out. I'll be back here in half an hour with Molly, and we want to give her the surprise of her life. Well, come on, men, get moving.
But, dearie, if you just tell me where we're going...
Oh, you just be patient, kiddo. We're almost there. Keep your eyes closed now. No fair peeking. I should have blindfolded you.
The suspense is killing me here.
I'll tell you when to open your eyes. I've been working on this surprise for you for the last 2 days, Molly, and I don't want to spoil it.
I thought you'd been acting a little mysterious, but I...
You can open your eyes now, but come on, let's hurry inside.
I wish I knew what... McGee, this is the store that our ladies' club...
Yeah, come on. Come on in. There. There. Feast your eyes on the place, Tootsie.
Hello there, daughter.
Hiya, Molly. Welcome to the service center.
What? Oh, hello, everybody. Oh, my... Why, you've done the whole place over.
Hello, Mrs. McGee.
Top to bottom, Tootsie.
Work your brains out, daughter. I'm going to set and rest mine a while.
My goodness, I just don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, my dear. It's a pleasure.
But, well...
We've done it just for you, Molly. You and your women's club don't need to be ashamed of this place now, kiddo.
Yes, but...
When them servicemen flock in here next weekend, you gals can be mighty proud of this joint.
Yes, but...
But what? Is anything wrong?
Well... You never gave me a chance to tell you, McGee.
Tell me what?
That we moved our service club out of here last week.
What?
Our new room is way down at 14th and Oak, and oh, does it need fixing.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Tomorrow night, there's more zany fun when Ralph Edwards plays Truth or Consequences with contestants from the studio audience. You never know exactly what's going to happen on Truth or Consequences, but you can always be sure that the resultant fun will provide laugh-packed entertainment for you and your whole family. And, of course, your family will enjoy the Roy Rogers Show tomorrow night on the NBC Radio Network. You'll hear Roy and Dale, Pat Brady and the Whippoorwills, all bringing you exciting Western adventure and tuneful Western songs in a half-hour show that's certain to please. Then right after the Roy Rogers Show, listen to Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young in the title role. There's enough entertainment in this half-hour to keep you smiling all week long. So be sure to hear Father Knows Best and top off your Thursday evening listening on NBC with the helping of Eddie Cantor's Show Business Show, the program that brings you nostalgic tales of the greats and near-greats in show business. You'll agree that Thursday's another great evening for radio entertainment at this same spot on your dial.
So when I told Mrs. Spradley about all the work you boys did for us, and all for nothing, she thought the club should express its appreciation officially.
Yeah?
So I tell you what.
Mm-mm.
We're calling a special meeting Saturday afternoon... And you and all your friends are going to be given honorary membership cards in the Wistful Vista Women's Club.
Oh, good. With a card like that, I'll bet I can get a discount on all my nylons and hairdos. Good night.
Good night, all.
And Richard Hudnut, makers of the all-new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer, have brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Tomorrow night, enjoy the Roy Rogers Show on the NBC Radio Network.